welcome to Planet Shakers Church. I'm so excited to have you join us today. We are believing that you encounter Jesus in a profound, most amazing way. I'm going to be preaching on Jesus the key. He is the key to everything. Why don't you open up your heart and receive what Jesus has for you today? We've been talking about the keys of the kingdom. And the keys of the kingdom, Jesus says, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom because he's the key holder. But today I want to speak to you on Jesus is the key. Jesus is the key. Everyone shout with me, Jesus is the key. The Bible says, thank you, musicians. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Jesus is here talking about the way to heaven. Jesus is talking about the way to God, and he's saying, I am not, he's not saying I am a way. He's saying I am the way. I am the truth. I'm not a truth. I'm the truth. And I am the life. No one can come through the Father, come to eternal life through, but through me. Jesus is the key. Jesus is the key. See, this evening, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, I'm going to take it from part way. It says, don't fear, I am the first. And I am the last. Jesus, they're talking about here. I am the first and I am the last. And I'm alive. I died, but I came to life, and my life is now forever. See these keys in my hand? They open and lock death's door, and they open and lock hell's gates. So Jesus is talking here about having the keys of death and of hell. The only way someone can have the keys of death if they've defeated death. Only one person in history can say that they've gone and they've taken the keys of death and of hell, and his name is Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth and the life. Jesus is the way. Let me talk to you about that for a moment. That word way means road or journey. So he has created us, the Bible says, we are created in the image of God. You aren't an accident. You aren't a mistake. You aren't a monkey that got lucky and became a human being. You are made in the image of God Almighty, and God created you. And so he's created a plan and a purpose for your life. But we access that plan by coming into agreement with him, with Jesus and his way. He's the way. You know, who likes Google Maps? Oh, that's right. A lot of you are Android users. Which one do you use? What Android users use? Google Maps, okay. You know, have you discovered that most Google Maps are in an American accent? I want to create an Australian Google Maps. Turn here. Turn right here, mate. Do a Yui. Australians say some, you know, we say some dumb things. We don't have la on the end of our words. We just say some dumb things. We shorten words. We don't add to words, you know. Can la is adding to words. Australians shorten words. Like breakfast. You want brekkie? Barbecue. You want a barbie? Afternoon. Arvo. And we add I and O onto everything. Matthew, we shorten it to Matt, and then we add Y, Maddie. What do you call a guy who sits in front of doors? Matt. That's a bad joke. Bad joke. What do you call a lady who juggles beer bottles? Beatrix. What do you call a lady who juggles beer tricks and plays snooker at the same time? Beatrix Potter. Thank you, Pastor Brett. Thank you for helping me there. What do you call a guy in a tree? Russell. What do you call a guy with a shovel in his back? Doug. Without a shovel? Douglas. Boom, boom. They're bad jokes, I know. They're so old. I'm of the ancient of days. I remember the day where you used to get street directories in Melbourne, they're called Melways, and you'd have to look up on the map, you'd go into the index and find the name of the street you're looking for, then you'd look on the map and it would say either, if you're going north, you'd tell you the page number at the top, if you're going east, it'll tell you the page number on the side, and so you would shift your page to where that road continued onto what was at the top. Thank God for technology. But recently I was in South Africa, had an Uber driver, we were going down the freeway, and the crowd stopped, the cars stopped, they were slow, and he was looking at Google, but Google wasn't prophetic, couldn't tell him what was going on, didn't have a word of knowledge. And so I got out my favorite road app called Waze. Because Waze has people tell you what's going on ahead. So I looked up and I saw on the shoulder of the road, there was a car stopped. I saw that a truck had knocked over some of its stuff on the truck and it was on the road. I saw that policemen were on there. Why? Because people had gone before us and had been along that road and knew what was coming. Jesus, the Bible says, is the first and he's the last. In other words, he started the journey and he'll finish the journey and he's already been there because he's seen it. So he says, I want to show you the ways. I want to direct your paths. I want to show you the way to things like this. I want to show you the way to freedom. John 8:36 says, if the Son sets you free, you are truly free. So many people are trying to get free, but the only way to find true freedom is through Jesus. He is the way. If you believe that, give a shout of praise for the next 10 seconds. He is the way. He is the way to freedom. He tells you how to get free of unforgiveness. Forgive. He'll give you power to love the unlovable. He'll give you power to forgive the unforgivable. Why? Because Jesus has all power and he says, I want to show you how to be free. He is the way to freedom. He is the way to salvation. Salvation. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that he could die for our sins and save us from an eternity in hell and save us into an eternity in heaven, but also save us from ourselves and save us into a relationship with God. Everybody needs a savior. You know the thing that I've discovered about people? We have two things that don't change. We're born and we die. Death is the thing that makes everybody equal. Because you can't take your cars, you can't take your degree, you can't take your money, you can't take your possessions when you die. So everybody dies the same, but people have a choice. Do you die saved from your sin so you go to eternity in heaven, or do you die into hell and have an eternity in hell? You say, well, is the devil real? Well, turn on the news and see, is there good and bad in society? There's good and there's bad. And we see we've educated more, we've told people more how to live, but there's still bad that's happening. Why? Because it's called sin. And Jesus had to come and die for our sin so that we would have an eternity in heaven and relationship with God today. He is the way to salvation. Everybody needs a savior. He's the way to joy. People are trying to get high all over this world. They're getting high on drugs. They're getting higher on alcohol. They're getting high on relationships. They get high on money. They get high on their careers. They get high on a whole heap of things. They get high on their hobbies. But the thing is, these things run out. Jesus is the Most High. He is the highest you can get. In His presence, you've come into this place and you go there. It's just an amazing atmosphere. Why are people so happy? Why? Because, you know, we might have some challenging times. We go through tough times too. Becoming a Christian doesn't mean you're absent from problems, but what it does mean is you have God living in you and you have the power of Jesus in you, so you can overcome any situation, and God gives you supernatural increase. He gives you joy even in challenging times. Jesus is the way to purpose. If He's your creator, He's created you with a purpose in mind. He's a way to your purpose. You see, the number one question they ask on university campuses around America, they did this survey. What's the number one question you would ask God? And the number one question by a mile was, what is my purpose on earth? If you want to find your true purpose in life, it's not just in a job or a career, it's in a friendship with God that He can direct your ways. He can say, uh-oh, there's danger up there, watch out. He'll say, go that path, that will help you. He'll say, go do that, that will change you. He'll tell you where to go. You see, the Bible says, my sheep, my children, hear my voice. And God wants to direct our paths. He wants to direct our purpose. And the way to discover our purpose is coming to Jesus, because He is the way. He's also the truth. People say truth is relative. I have a relative called Ruth, but her name's not Truth. Her name's Auntie Ruth, not Auntie Truth. She's not true. There's a joke that really failed just then. It's like a crash landing. Some of you are laughing at me. Laugh with me. Truth is not relative.
My prayer is that you're encountering Jesus in such a great way. And I'm believing as I continue in this message that your life will be changed forever.
It goes past every situation in this truth. There's no half-truths in God. Some people tell half-truths. It's really called a lie. I remember there was this guy who lived with us. We had taken him from our family when I was younger. And we used to have youth group on Saturday night. Paradise Youth. And we used to, Pastor Matt got saved there and Pastor Mark was in that and I was in it. And Paradise Youth on a Saturday night. And my dad was watching the football home one night and he saw this guy who's living in our house at the football. So he pressed record and recorded on video. Guy came home and he said, how was youth group tonight? How was youth group? He said, oh, it was awesome. He said, did you go? Yes. Then he played the video. And then he says, oh, I thought you were asking, do I go to youth? What was he doing? He was telling a half-truth, but it was a lie. And the devil tells you half-truths all the time because he wants to trick you up and he wants you to live in a half-truth, which can seem like truth, but it's a lie. Jesus is truth. You want to know what truth is? Look at Jesus. You want to know the right way to live? Look at Jesus. He modeled us how to live. Jesus was the greatest liberator of every person. The Bible says the truth will set you free. And the truth is tonight, if you don't know Jesus, the truth is you need to, because one day you're going to stand before God. And if you don't respond to Him, what will happen is you'll have to give an account for your life. Because people don't want to tell you the truth that there is actually a hell. They want to just say everything's nice. But the truth is there is a hell and there is a heaven. And the truth is the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So the truth is if you come to Jesus, you'll have eternal life in heaven. You're real quiet. Jesus is the truth. I love this next bit though. Jesus is the life. To steal a phrase from Pastor Matt Fielder. People say Christianity is boring. No, just some Christians are. Because Jesus is not boring. Jesus raised the dead. Jesus healed the sick. Jesus turned water into wine. Jesus, what? See, you say people come in and they say, it's like a concert. Why is it? You know, some people call us happy clappers. They don't call people at the football happy clappers. They clap when people get goals. They don't call them happy clappers, but they call Christians happy clappers. And guess what? They're true. We're happy and we clap. Why are we happy? Because Jesus lives in us and he's a part of him. Why do we clap? Because he's created us to worship him and praise him. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. He is the greatest life. He's the greatest adventure. I'm telling you, I follow Jesus. I'm about to turn 51. Hang on. Next Sunday, maybe one. I'll be in Brazil, maybe one. That could be 41, 31, 21, maybe one. I'm not 61 and I'm not 71 or 81, but I'm not telling you how old I am, but something. Maybe one. But I've walked this life. We've had the most amazing life. Well, we've had challenges, but we've had the most amazing life to see God touch people, heal people, provide for people, minister to people, love people, seeing people set free of insecurity, seeing people have a realization they're loved by God and that people love them as well, seeing people encounter joy when they praise and worship and saying, hey, the best music's in the house of God because that's where the presence of God is. He is life. He is alive. John 10:10 says, the thief, the devil, does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus then goes, watch this. I have come that you have may have life and life more abundantly. God wants you to live an abundant life. He wants to bless your life so you can bless other people. He wants to use you to heal people. He wants to use you to minister to people. He wants to use your life to be outpoured to the betterment of society. He is the life and life to the full. That word full or abundant means this: superabundant in quantity and superior in quality. It's not talking about a house or a car or a bank balance. That's a byproduct of what God wants to do. It's talking about you having inside your heart and your life a quality of life and a quantity of life that you are a river that flows blessing through, not a reservoir that keeps to oneself. See, God wants to bless you in abundance to show you how much he loves you, but show to others how much he loves them so you can be a blessing in quantity and quality to other people so that they can know the love of God. Jesus comes to give life and life to the full. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party because a Holy Ghost party doesn't stop. You see, where God turns up, the life and the party begins. The very first miracle Jesus did was turn water into wine. They were in the middle of this wedding that goes for a week and they were sad because they'd run out of wine. But Jesus turns in and it's a prophetic picture. He turns in and sees their natural turn into supernatural, their normal into extraordinary. And all of a sudden, the people taste the wine. They said, this is the best wine. Why? Because when Jesus turns up, the quality gets better and the quantity gets better. Everything gets better. If you believe that in this place, would you give Jesus a shout of praise like he's worthy of? Sure. Jesus, John 17:13 says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And lastly, Jesus has the keys. He's not just the key, he has the keys. The keys to lock up and the keys to open up. See, the devil, you can take this and give me my mic stand. Hello, Megan. Good job. This is Mike. His last name's Stand. He's a skinny guy. See, Jesus came to set the captives free. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to set the captives free, to heal the brokenhearted, to restore sight to the blind, to give people a hope and a future. But at the same time, the devil had a plan to wipe out Jesus, just like he wants to wipe your life out. And so he gets the people who were once adoring Jesus to turn on him. Because if you follow the crowd will never take you to your destiny. Only one person can, and his name's Jesus. And they get Jesus, and they accuse him of all sort of stuff. People say, where there's smoke, there's fire. Not always, just ask Jesus. Not always, just ask Joseph. Don't always believe a rumor just because somebody says it. Doesn't mean there's fire. It might be somebody trying to create a fire. It's called fake news. I'm just talking about sometimes we believe everything we hear. You gotta find the truth to something. Oh, by the way. No, I won't talk about that. I'll get back to this story. So they get Jesus and they arrest him. And I've got a imagination. I got a imagination when I read the Bible. I just don't read the Bible. I read the Bible. I go, imagine what's happening right now. And when they arrested Jesus, they got him and they flogged him with a cat of nine tails across his back. And they beat him, pulled out chunks of flesh, and he bled. And I can imagine all of hell celebrating right then. Yes, we're winning. Because their plan was to take Jesus out. Then they got Jesus and they pulled out his beard, and I can imagine all of hell cheering. Then they got Jesus to carry a cross up a hill, and I can imagine all of hell screaming, we're winning. Then they got Jesus and they lay him on a cross and they hammered his hands and his feet into the cross, and then they picked up the cross and they put him on the cross, and they stabbed him in the side. And scholars would say, just to get a breath, he would have to pull on the nails just to get a breath. And I can imagine all of hell cheering, we're winning. And Jesus, with one of his last breaths, pulls up and said, it is finished. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And God turned his back on his son because he took the sin of mankind. And I can imagine all of hell shouting, yes, we've won. He said it with his own words. It is finished. I can imagine in hell, the party starts. The DJ's out. They're drinking and partying. And did you hear what he said? It is finished. It's our time. We've won. My Holy Spirit imagination. Day two, the party gets more intense. Day three, all of hell is going crazy. Then all of a sudden, on the third day, the atmosphere changes in hell because heaven walks into hell. You might be going through some hell in your life, but I'm here to tell you, when Jesus walks into your hell, it changes the atmosphere. And I can imagine the devil, he's a skinny devil, sitting there. And he turns and he sees this figure coming towards him. This, he's not a weak, he's strong. He's a king above all kings. He's a lord above all lords. He's a mighty God, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. To his government there will be no end. And I can imagine Satan going, "What are you doing here? You said it is finished." And I can imagine Jesus going, "Shh, shh, 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 shh." Grab him by the throat. "See these stripes on my back? What I meant by it is finished is I've come to heal every sickness, every disease, every infirmity. I've come to heal everything that would try to hold mankind back. It is finished." That's what I meant by it is finished. "Oh, by the way, see these scars in my hands. These scars were for the broken, hurt lives that you've tried to rip off with sin. You've tried to rip off. What I meant by it is finished. I've come to heal every broken heart. I've come to heal every hurting person. That's what I meant by it is finished. Oh, by the way, see out of here, blood flowed. I came to forgive every sin so the curtain could be torn from top to bottom, so mankind could be reunited with their creator, so there could be access to my Father. What I meant by it is finished is sin is defeated. Oh yeah, and by the way, you are defeated." And he grabs the keys of death and of hell and he marches out victorious. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Come on.
We are so grateful that you spend your time joining us here at Planet Shakers Church. We love you and are believing that you experience the love of God that surpasses all understanding, surpasses anything we could ever imagine or dream, that you encounter His presence. We'd love to connect with you. Why don't you email us at church@planetshakers.com if you're needing a prayer for us to join you in prayer, or connect with us on any social media platform, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever it is, we'd love to connect with you. God bless you and have the most amazing week. Just remember, Jesus is the key to everything.